James Gillen on the As You Wish Talk Radio Network on the BBS radio station. So we've got a show, quite an interesting show tonight. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference here at the ranch. And we've got quite a lineup, just an amazing lineup. So you hear a little chair shuffling around in the background and some talking and things like that. And so it's just part of broadcasting live from the show and from the conference here. We've got a great lineup. We've had some just incredible speakers, undeniable footage coming through. And we're going to have some of the speakers pop in on us and just give a little recap and talk about what they're up to. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Shannon Leichner. She's going to be our first guest. And welcome to the show, Shannon. I'd love to hear about your experience here at ESETI and anything else you want to share with us.
Thank you, James. I have had the most amazing time so far, and I'm so glad it's not over yet. When I first arrived here, I wasn't sure what to expect, but as I arrived here and I met everybody, I really did feel like I was coming home. The people here are absolutely amazing, definitely heart-centered, the kindest people you ever meet, and you don't want to go home. You don't want to leave it. You know, you want to stay here. I presented, of course, about the awakening. I will be doing a class tomorrow, but I'm also going to be doing a class on, I'm certifying people on theta healing, August the 19th, 20th, and 21st. And so that little kid, he's the most adorable kid in this ranch. But everybody's wonderful here. The food has been amazing. The grounds are absolutely spectacular. But I have to say the presentations are the best I have ever seen. And they're all about love, all about the awakening, all about being, you know, light, heart-filled people. And it's not about fear. It's about love.
Thank you. So you have an upcoming workshop here. I want to definitely give a plug for that.
Absolutely. I am going to be teaching a Theta certification class here August 19th, 20th. 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Awesome. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to bring some other guests up here, and we'll see who we want to bring up. We're kind of dragging people out of their chairs to come up and speak on the radio. Everybody's got a little bit burned out because it's been pretty intense, but some incredible information here. So we've got Seth up here who gave us an incredible show and showed us all kinds of incredible footage, as well as led us through a meditation on how to make contact and things of that nature. So Seth, how are you enjoying the ranch so far?
Thanks, James. I'm having a great time up here. I came up here and was really excited to meet everybody, like Pete and Sol and Barry Littleton, and just really high vibrations up here. Lots of ships, lots of energy. It's definitely a vortex up here. And I was also looking forward to meeting you, James, and really having a good time. Get some major downloads.
Awesome. So have you had any activity out in the field yet, or have you seen?
Yeah, there's been lots of ships flying by in formations, and I've got a few power-ups when I asked also. And some lights on the mountain, lighting up some ships on the mountain. And I didn't really know what to expect coming up to this area, but it's definitely a vortex in this mountain. It's extremely powerful.
All right. All right, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks.
What's your YouTube channel? What's the best?
So right now I have a YouTube channel, and it's called Seth L. But I might be changing it to Arcturus Seth. So if you guys want to see my videos, just go on YouTube and search Seth L or Arcturus Seth. And I have some videos, some footage of ships, and just basically videos talking about my experiences and how to make contact. And, you know, I started making these videos to connect with other contactees, because you can feel alone at times. And anyway, I didn't really want the coverage and to become the UFO guy. That I wasn't really looking for attention, but I realized that I'm helping people and kind of unifying people, and we're all in this together. And so I'm not stopping, I'm going forward. And it's about being in service, because when you are in service to others in high vibrations and higher consciousness. You see the universe reacting and working with you, and the ships have your back, and you see how it all works together because it's all one.
Awesome. Oh, thanks for popping on the show. We're just going to kind of do a round table here. We're going to have one speaker after another come on and just share their experience here and talk about, you know, how to get in touch with them if you want to find out more about, you know, their information. So we have the infamous P-Max, Peter Slattery, Peter Maxwell Slattery. And Peter has a wide variety. He's an excellent musician. He's a filmmaker, a contactee, and he's got some incredible UFO footage. So I had the honor to spend almost 3 months with him in Australia. And it was a whirlwind tour, and just one ship after another, one experience after another. We had drones, black helicopters, everything you can imagine happened while we were in Australia. So hopefully, you know, whatever happened in Australia will stay in Australia. but anyway, I'll turn the mic over to Peter.
I won't be able to blackmail you for the ranch, but anyway. I've had an awesome time here in So Is Soul. Big trip. Still, I think today's the first day that I've felt, you know, the jet lag stop. But I've watched every presentation, and it's just been, you know, I couldn't probably ask for a better lineup of speakers to just be informed by. It seems to cover the whole gamut when you put all this together, like different areas. And seeing Barry and Seth do their talks for the first time has been amazing. I think America's going to get a lot more of that. I think it needs it as well, because it was just absolutely amazing to see them two talk. Paddy Greer's new movie last night, I watched that and was just blown out. What's that called, Dale? The new movie?
Crop Circle Diaries.
Crop Circle Diaries. Is it out yet, Dale?
PaddyGreer.net.
That was amazing. Actually, it probably was responsible for me. As soon as I shut my eyes last night, I just went into these geometric realms, and after a couple of golden light beams, I don't know what the hell happened, but it was a good time. So there's been lots happening on the ranch. I think the first two nights we got here, there was lots of crafts come over and power-ups and that, which we've got some of that footage as well. But just going around hitting the power spots and that, you sort of just get smashed every now and then, as you know, other beings enter your energy field, your aura, and you can sort of just get smashed and get some downloads. And it's really been something I've needed, because I've had a break from a lot of things trying to decide where I'm going with everything. But I think it's just a great place for people to come and experience the ranch, whether there's speakers here or whatever, because there's always events here. And Sol and I have got a multidimensional ET contact workshop next weekend, and the speakers have got workshops and things going on here. So if anybody's in the neck of the woods, just I think contact East City and come on down.
Awesome. Oh, thanks for coming on the show. If you want to find out more, go to privateinvitationeastcity.com to find out more about that. And we have all kinds of events. We are going to have an incredible workshop with Peter and Sol Rita. And Sol Rita, we affectionately call her Soul, is Peter's soulmate. So I'm going to get a lot of mileage out of that joke. but anyway, we also together, we spent over almost 3 months in Australia just traveling the outback, going to Uluru, to Katajuda, to all these other places, doing workshops and classes, and it was just amazing. So I'd love to get your take, Sol Rita, on your experience here at the ranch, and it's your second time here. But how's things going for you at the ranch so far?
Thanks for having me, James. It's just been like coming home to family with you and Ashley and Joseph here as well, and all the other guests here. It's just been so much fun. There's just been so many beautiful people to talk to, because it does bring like minds together when you have a conference like this. So it's just been fantastic hearing not only the talks that we've been to and hearing what the other experiences and presenters have to say, but also what the audience have had to say too. Hearing little snippets of their experiences has been really good. Had lots of fun on the Skywatch field. We've seen a lot of ships already. Orbs, nature spirits, a whole different gamut of variety of experiences we've had here so far.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming to the ranch. And so you're going to be doing a workshop as well with Peter. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you're going to share at the workshop?
So we're going to do a combined workshop. So we'll be doing ET contact, but we're going to look at it as a multidimensional aspect. So we're going to be covering the psychic senses. We're going to be looking at the physical and spiritual anatomy and how this actually fits in. And so the body is like a computer, and that's the hardware. So we're going to be looking at the psychic senses as the software, exploring the geometric realms, exploring high vibrational foods, exploring the light body, and how this all fits into contact. We're also going to be teaching how to connect and go within for contact. We're going to be showing and talking about the different types of cameras that we use, from the infrared to the 4K that we use mainly. We're also going to be talking about daytime contact and what contact means, not only to us on an individual level, but also on a global scale, and where it's all heading.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing. We're going to just kind of do a quick roundtable. As I said before, we're just going to go one after another, bring people up to talk a little bit about their experiences here. And we've got Bari here. So, Barry's been doing some awesome work too. He's had some amazing experiences and near-death experiences and contacts and shared with us a lot of different beings that he's been working with and being contacted with. And he also has, he's very well educated in the other fields as well. So I'll let you talk a little bit about that and also give us just a little overview on your experiences here at the ranch.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you, James, for having me here and all the beings that got me here. Excuse me. This is the first conference I've ever participated in, and the first time I've spoke actually since I had an accident, and it's been unreal out here. First of all, the people during the conference are so kind, and the attendees are so kind and forgiving on presentations, obviously. But it's been phenomenal. I also myself had a point in my experiences where I wasn't as much into looking for ships anymore. And I know they do a lot of sky watching here, and I was like, oh, are they going to be ringing a bunch of bells and then looking for ships? And that wasn't the case at all. And anyone, if you believe or not, will see action out here, will see ships out here. I myself, at about 3 o'clock in the morning, had a new experience with ships coming so close in a way I haven't seen in 15 years. So I myself have gotten a lot of healing out here, as I think many are. So I would just say for anyone that's a skeptic, out here you won't be. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Hey, I wanted to ask you a couple things. I know a lot of times you've been getting up like 2 in the morning or really late in the wee hours of the morning and walking around a little bit, and you can really feel presences here and like you've got eyes on you and things like that. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit about some of your experiences in the wee hours of the morning and some of the things you saw here.
Okay, well, the first thing would be I had a feeling that I was going to encounter possibly a Sasquatch out here, an albino one. And until James had told me and confirmed that there was an albino one out here, since then I've had some trees pushed over behind the cabin I stay at, and a few things that are definitely somebody trying to get my attention, as well as feeling like I'm being watched a lot of times when I walk back there. It's not negative, but I just know that I have several beings watching me when I walk towards the mountain in the field out there or towards the cabin. The other thing would be at 3 o'clock in the morning around that time, it's very active. And I went in the middle of the field and just by the medicine wheel and saw about 4 ships, what became 5 actually, literally, as Native Americans say, dancing in the sky. And they were very close. There's no doubt they were not satellites of any type. I could also see one on my peripheral, and I could feel a type of telepathy, which I haven't felt from a ship that close in a long time. At that point, I think I had an experience, just only 5 minutes of time left. But for anyone that's a contactee, I would say if you see a ship like that and you see it wobbling, you feel in connection with it, maybe think about a regression or serious meditation to see if you can recover the memories themselves. So sometimes we're dealing with beings that can bend the space-time continuum. So in that way, we have to be aware that they can take us and put us back with only a second or two's difference.
So if people want to get a hold of you and find out more about your information, what's the best way for people to contact you or find out more about your story?
there are two good ways. One is through Facebook. You can type in Barry Littleton. Normally, some type of a unique picture comes up. If you don't have a bad energy, I'll accept. Another way is through my YouTube channel. You can type in Barry Littleton and UFOs, and that should bring my channel up. And I've got about probably 55 videos on there that address different UFO propulsions and different spiritual topics.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Looks like we've got the infamous Hattie Greer showing up here. showed an incredible crop circle video and did a nice lecture on some of the dynamics around the crop circles. And you've got, how many movies do you have? Eight or nine?
Just finished filming nine.
She's got nine movies out there. So I'd love to hear about your experience here at the ranch. And also, towards the end, let people know how they can get a hold of you and get that amazing movie that you just put together.
Thank you. Well, you know, I've been at a lot of events, and there's something about humans and events that's a frequency and a pacing. And most of the events have like 4 or 6 speakers speaking at the same time, which makes you crazy because you want to hear everyone or at least get a taste. This is this perfect pace event where we're out in nature. We're not in some city-fied situation, but it's really somewhere between really spirit and sky out here at East City Ranch in Washington, which for me is a gift because I live in the woods with boxes.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm home, but in a different way. And meeting people from New Zealand and Australia, because you just spent 3 months with these amazing people, all having experiences with incredible footage. It's like we're giving answers here. We're not asking questions anymore. It's almost like graduate course at East City compared to a lot of events. Mm-hmm. And you and I have had the conversation about all these events that are stuck on what happened 60 and 100 years ago. It's like, get over it. Let's talk about what's going on now and what we can do with these technologies to help save the planet and move forward. And that's what my work is about. So I never meant to make movies. I have no training. I couldn't really tell you any of the names of the parts on my camera other than lens and the door that opens. But short of that, I hold that thing and make movies, and I do 3 a.m. in the morning writing down stuff, wake up and go, really? Okay, I can do that. And nine movies were born.
Yeah.
So I'm working hard, but Crop Circle Diaries is the punchline. I'm done making crop circle movies because this one answers the big questions. And the audience, until 12:30, I couldn't believe you guys, wide awake, and everybody got it. So, you know, we have to really stay in this level of intelligence to be able to make a difference. And this event, in my opinion, is full of leaders. Everybody that came here is making a difference. We are pioneers of a new paradigm, and we have got to move this bus. So Jim Mars completely laid out what's going on with everything, and it was gripping and grueling because we're in trouble as a species if we don't step on the gas and move the bus and move into ascension fully. And James also hit a number of points, but the good thing is we're focused on the higher dimensions here at this event, which is just such a gift because there's not a lot of the other BS. There's not people faking the funk here. This is the real group, and I love everyone. I really am honored to be here. And my new movie is called Crop Circle Diaries. I also have The Wake Up Call. Anybody listening? First crop circle movie where I found a band of communication between two plasma balls of light. And in my opinion, this is the most important thing I've done, is to prove that crop circles are real and that they're coming out of the earth. They're coming out of the earth in counter-rotating vortices, sometimes with human help when there's a meditation, asking for a confirmation, bang, crop circle happens the next day, and the movie's full of evidence. We spin a bunch of crop circles, boom, you can see propulsion. And then there's so many references to history, but that's what everybody's doing here, is bringing evidence and not talking woo-woo. We're showing videos that are just incredible. Yours, especially, James Gilliland, of what's going on at this ranch for decades. It's the real deal. I was blown away by your videos, and I'm honored to be here. So my website is pattygreer.net, P-A-T-T-Y-G-R-E-E-R.net. Come visit, check out the trailers, watch the movies, and enjoy yourselves.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And not to be associated with Stephen Greer. Patty Greer is a whole different entity.
Grandfather.
That was the one. But anyway, we've got the Honorable Winston Strout here to tell us what's going on the planet. And things are unrolling, they're unwrapping and unrolling so fast right now. A lot of the things that we've all been working towards for years and years, it's all coming together right now. And maybe, Winston, you can give us a quick update on the latest about what's happening.
Well, that'd be kind of a long story. Actually, I'll be presenting that information tomorrow when I get a chance to speak. strange anomalies, if you want to call it that. You know, for years and years, I was involved in the education on commerce and law and all these kind of things. And I don't think people just knew how deeply I was involved in the UFO and some of these things seen. But actually, I've actually been involved in it quite deeply for a very long time. What I wanted to do was to demonstrate to the community, those who are, you know, studying into these items and so forth, working on spiritual enlightenment and all those kind of things, the correlation that's necessary to factor in commerce in all these doings. For instance, last fall, we had done a seminar right here at the ranch, and the title of which was Removing Commercial Karma. Now, we're going to continue that again this September. I think it's important for this community, or for everybody, but especially for this community, because there were so many commercial things that were hampering people from moving forward in their spiritual development, because they were stuck in this stupid commercial third dimension karma. It's not necessary. We don't have to get stuck in that. And so over the years, what I've endeavored to do was to develop technologies and so forth that would assist people in getting rid of that problem. As I mentioned, it's kind of hard to pray and meditate when you got the sheriff knocking at the front door, fixing to kick you out of your house on some stupid foreclosure. And so many people have had to curtail, if I can use that word, or at least they were hampered in the development of their spiritual side of things because of some of these dilemmas that they find themselves in. And so, again, this fall, this September, we're going to have a continuation of some of those elements that might assist people to finally see through the darkness. I think I did an interview several months ago, and I just glibly said, you know, debt is only a concept. It doesn't exist in reality. Or we had to, I had to do a lot of explaining on that one. That's all that it is. And the commercial system itself is completely an illusion, the way we do it. But as we start to move into other dimensions, as we start to interact with people from other places and so forth, we have to consider, how will we work with them? You know, is it only, you know, seeing some stranger? Is it only about dealing with ships flying through the sky? No. We have to learn how to interact with them. And certainly, coming from a third dimensional paradigm that we've had to suffer with, basically most people were tweaked in the melon. Anyway, we're just trying to maybe give people a few ideas that might assist them past some of these problems and so forth. Now, this is my second conference here on the 4th of July type weekend. But last year, I told everybody, if you went to sleep today and woke up again this time next year, which is right now, you would not recognize what you see. And I guess I actually turned into a true prophet, because that's exactly what we find. So anyway, tomorrow I want to bring some of these things to the folks' attention here and show them some things about zero. People don't really think about zero, but I'm going to make it a point to demonstrate to you how that everything starts at zero and it ends at zero. So get ready for zero tomorrow.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for coming to the ranch and blessing us with your wisdom. And I know it's going to be an amazing event. Do you have anything to share about... he almost got out of here. I'm cornering him here, which is impossible. But do you have anything to share, anything, any news about the redemption, the global reset, or anything like that? Is any information concerning when that's going to happen, or if it's happening? Or...
Well, actually, the global reset happened in March of 2014. But, you know, once the reset is done, then developing it in such a way that it has the effect it's intended to is important. I think key, for those of you who understand our dilemma with government and so forth, certainly since 1871, you have to go back, you know, excuse me for reviewing history, but you have to go back to the basis of the problem to understand it. But anyway, starting in 1871, our government turned into a, like Jim was talking about this morning, a fascist state. And there were all kinds of things that were created and so forth. Eventually, most of these elements and so forth that comprised the problem actually were centered out of Puerto Rico. There's quite a bit of history there, and I don't want to go into all that, but as of May the 2nd, which was here just a month or so ago, Puerto Rico defaulted, and they were completely disorganized. Now, one thing a lot of people don't realize, if you remember last fall, Pope Francis visited the United States, but you weren't paying attention to what else happened. What else happened just prior to his getting here? Washington, D.C. was disincorporated. Didn't know that, did you? Now, Washington, D.C. was disincorporated, and the only reason we knew about it was they got into a land squabble. You know, Washington, D.C. comprised, what was it, 10 square miles or whatever the area was, most of which was taken out of Virginia, but part of that parcel was actually taken out of Maryland. And so when Washington, D.C. was disincorporated, Virginia was trying to claim all of that, and then Maryland said, no, 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 part of that land belongs to us. So they got into a land squabble, and that's basically why we know that the whole thing was disincorporated. So gradually, all of these things are unfolding. As we'll discuss tomorrow, I'll show you some of the other things that have unfolded to get us into the position where we can move forward as a country. Whereas before we were prevented from it, the main factor that's involved is money. The money is changing. For years and years now, we've suffered with what's known as the Federal Reserve Note. The United States was the only country on the planet that did not have its own national currency. Federal Reserve Notes are international currency, used all over the planet for various things. It was actually what was called the reserve currency on the planet and so forth, which caused all kinds of problems. But in any event, we now have a new situation. We now have new money, and the money on the street that you and I will actually be using is called United States notes, which is a national currency, very much like what President John F. Kennedy had put out in 1963, which ended up getting him a bullet or two in the head. So we've kind of gotten past that now. I don't see Jim, where Jim at? And Jim has all that good history about all those things that happened. But in any event, as I understand it, the last word I got was United States notes are now active, and we'll probably this next week we'll start to use those instead of those Federal Reserve notes. So money is the key to it.
So basically, the Federal Reserve notes are going to become wallpaper or toilet paper, but they are going to redeem them. They're going to transfer them out.
Yeah, so don't worry. If you have money in the bank, or if you have Federal Reserve notes in your pocket, or if you got them buried out back in a tin can, get them out. That they will be redeemed at par with the new United States notes, so you're not going to lose anything and so forth. One of the biggest efforts that's being made, and has been made for the last number of months, is to make sure that there is a smooth transition so the public don't panic. You got to understand, if you got Joe Sixpack out of here, you got Molly Homemaker, you know, they have no idea what we're talking about. But if you put into their hands money that they can buy another six-pack with, everything's okay.
Yeah.
And so I would suppose after everything is said and done, probably less than 10% of the people in the country will actually know what has happened. The other 90% will just go with the flow like they normally do. And so this has been ever so important. And the main factor in the smooth transition is the money. And so we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow.
Awesome. All right, thank you so much, Winston, for coming on the show. I think it's gonna be interesting when people go to the ATMs and a whole different currency comes out and they're gonna go, oh God, I just got scammed by a Monopoly money or something. But that's not gonna happen. But it's funny what people's reaction is going to be to this. I'll bet a lot of people will, as soon as that money comes out, will run down and buy something really fast just to make sure it is real money. And, it is going to be interesting when this comes out. So, I mean, we're going to have a whirlwind of changes happening, and it's just going to keep happening. And speaking of whirlwinds, we've got Laura Eisenhower here, which is a whirlwind of information and just amazing the experiences that she's had. And I'd love to hear about your experiences here at the ranch and then what you're up to lately and what's new on your agenda.
I always have amazing experiences at the ranch. It's just instant, you know, the minute we cross into just crossing the gate, driving down the road and just feeling the energy, breathing in the air, looking around at the tents, the RVs, and my God, that mountain is just so majestic. So the energy that comes off that mountain, I just find incredibly healing. You know, just every point in the day that you look at it, it's just a little bit different. And, you know, just tracking, you know, the changes throughout the day is just, you know, beautiful. And then the energies, I mean, this is such a power center. This is such a vortex of amazing energies that, as we know, like attract orbs and ascended masters and, you know, benevolent beings. And there's just a lot coming through all the time. I sleep really well here. I never want to leave. I feel home. and this is, you know, family, and we're doing real work. And that's what's so amazing because, you know, the work and the play and, you know, sort of the family and the healing of these deeper wounds that we've been carrying in our ancestral lines, you know, all of this is being resolved. I mean, this is a very multidimensional experience here. My experience at the ranch, I'm just grateful that I don't live so far away from it, number one. what, a couple hours away now,
yeah,
watch out. And my child, my son, has joined me this trip. His brother came a couple of years back. He'll come again, but I mean, that just makes it incredible. And then, you know, these close ties and bonds that are being formed are just mind-blowing. You know, it's like, you're my freaking brother, and Jim is my grandfather, and Wins, you know, it's just, I don't know how old I am. Father is actually more appropriate. But he just has that archetype of, so yeah, I'm just thrilled to be here. I'm always grateful to be invited. Meeting new people too is just always special. Everybody's familiar, just like, don't I know you? No, I've never met you. I'm like, huh, okay, well, you know, then the whole past life thing, and then you get all the stuff that comes in, and it's just, it's really easy to have, you know, clarity. So I love it. I love what we're creating, because this is the template of unity consciousness. This is about being the example. It's about assisting one another, bringing information forward, and embracing this healing journey that we're on as our authentic selves, not afraid to be transparent, not afraid to bare our souls, knowing that we're holding space for each other and that it's safe. And that safety is crucial for the real healing to happen. So, oh, and what am I up to? Sorry, like an hour later, talking about the ranch. I have some events coming up after this. Star Knowledge, I will have, some things that you'll see on my website. It's a new website, lauraeisenhower.com. It's hard to rattle off the different things off the top of my head. I'm going to, I just got invited to go to Chile to speak on behalf of the virgin forests of Patagonia and the deserts of Atacama to really advocate for protecting these wilderness areas, because they're some of the last areas on Earth that have had minimal human intervention. So I hope that this catches on, and I can, you know, have that be a theme, and travel to different countries to, you know, really be a voice to inspire people to connect with Gaia and really recognize the priorities here. So I'm honored that they think that, you know, I'm a role model for this, and so that's all taken care of, and that's September 3rd. So I'll be tracking my journey and sharing it. And other events?
Coming here.
Yes, that was definitely next on my thoughts, kind of going down the thing. I am so honored and grateful because my birthday weekend, which is September 29th, I'm going to have my own retreat that I'll be, I guess, what would be the word? I mean, it's a weekend, that I'm sort of facilitating. I'm bringing in some guest speakers, and I haven't, you know, completely, you know, finished some of the building blocks of all of it, but it's just going to be incredible. You know, I'm really excited to develop the itinerary more, and to, you know, my kids, both of them are going to come to this one. Then, you know, there'll be music and, you know, just really connecting in on, you know, the community, disclosure, and you know, all sorts of really interactive things that will you know, we'll really engage in, you know, activities and different modalities that will, you know, be very transformative.
Awesome.
Yeah. So thank you for
all right.
That opportunity. I'm really
all right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, and she's got, when's your presentation? Here's coming up.
I have, I think, 11:45 tomorrow, and then 8 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, so she's got a couple of events coming up. So I can't wait to hear what's new. Tell me more about what's happening on Mars and a few other things.
One more event.
Yeah.
At the end of August, I'll be sharing cabins with Michael Sala and Corey Good at a very interesting location in Mount Shasta. So there's a conference with the three of us. Robert Potter's hosting it. You can find information about that on my website, lauraeisenhower.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think I'm at that same event. At least I saw
you
the
better
poster.
Be.
I'm on the poster. I haven't heard anything, but imagine.
I hope so.
Imagine I'll be there. All right. Well, thank you so much for
you're
coming
welcome.
On the show.
Thank you.
We're in trouble now. Here comes the infamous Jim Mars.
That's right.
And boy, Jim just blew us away with his presentation. I've never seen anybody synthesize so well what's happening on this planet, and and the big wake-up call that we all needed to do concerning just tying it all together, you know, your books and everything. You've tied in together the Nazi program, vaccinations, the Kennedy assassinations, the global elite, everything, just tied everything together on what's going down, the chemtrails, you name it. So, you know, kudos to you. It's just amazing the work that you're doing. And is there anything you want to share with us? I'd love to hear about your experiences here. I know you haven't been out in the Skywatch field yet, but tonight we'll get out and see some ships. But I'd love to hear what you have to say about your experience here at the ranch and what you've got upcoming, you know, in your life.
Right. Thank you, James. And yes, this is my first trip up here, and we're all having a wonderful time. Your attendees have a special treat. They're getting a very close-up look at the face on Mars. Unfortunately for them, it's me. And no, but it's pretty funny because my wife says, "Now, where are you going?" And I said, "I don't really know. I'm just going out in the woods." And I didn't even get the state right. I said, "I think I'm going out in the woods in Oregon." And that turns out we're actually in Washington State, right?
Yeah, we won't tell her.
No, no. But then that's pretty par for the course. Not so much in recent years as the time has taken its toll. But when I was a young man, you know, and I'd get these people saying, you know, meet me in the alley and I'll tell you the secrets or whatever. And I'd go running off and Carl would say, "Where are you going?" I don't know. "Who are you going to meet?" "I don't know." "When are you going to be back?" "I don't know." And so I got to hand it to my wife for being long-suffering and putting up with everything. But this has been quite an experience. This is really actually kudos to all of you people because this has really been great. The only negative part is I seem to be preaching to the choir. Most of the people here, I think, already knew a lot of the material I had. But I do think I may have presented it in a kind of a synthesized form that was very easy to understand. And also, since I've been here, I've had at least a couple people say, "Well, you know, this is going on. You know, what do they want? You know, why are they doing this?" I mean, if you'll stop and think of it, everyone's listening to me. You know, we read the papers, we see the news reports, and it seems like our leaders are making decisions that are just obviously not the best interests of us and the public, you know? So it's a very normal thing to say, "What's going on? What are they doing?" And I think what's happening here is that we have a gigantic consciousness raising going on. And I think that's typified and exemplified by the England voting to get out of the EU.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was against all the plans. That was a kick in the teeth to the New World Order. And then over in this country, it's kind of the same thing. People on the left are flocking not to Hillary, but to Bernie Sanders. People on the right are flocking not to the rhinos and the usual gang of idiots, but they're going for a new idiot, Donald Trump, you know? So, hey, but the point is, the people are waking up. They're tired of the same old politics. They're tired of the same old programs. And so they're going to be looking around. And so what's really cool is all these people who are here at your ranch, James, they're pretty much already on target. They know what's going on. And now that the public is beginning to go, "Hey, what's happening? You folks get out there and explain it to them, okay? And tell them it's time we get a new paradigm. We get a whole new way of viewing things. And let's start changing things for the better." When they say, "Let's invade Iran and you know, let's do this and let's do that," I hate to quote Nancy Reagan, but let's just say no.
All right. Oh, thank you. You know, your book, Population Control, I think sums it up. And your lecture here was just amazing. And I think actually did bring a lot of new things to the plate for a lot of people. But at the same time, the way you synthesize everything together, this is like ammo, you know. You're going to arm the people with these DVDs and with your books and things like that where, you know, they can start educating their friends and family and loved ones and their neighbors, and that's what it's all about. It's like, you know, a lot of times I know one of the things I've tried to explain to people, if you really knew how dark it is, you'd probably check out, you know, you'd probably just want to leave. And I said, you know, it goes, when you climb the ladder of power and wealth, you know, as you get up into the upper realms, and you've got the Illuminati, the banksters, you know, but it's not just doesn't end there. You go into unseen levels, and you've got the Nazis in there. You've got the reptilians, the serpent beings, and they're doing demonic rituals and sacrificing babies and all these other things. And everybody's going, oh, you're being a real downer here, you know. But I can address these things with loving detachment. I just know they're going on, and I know it's going to change, which I feel great about. And the way you put all this together for people to look at and expose this stuff, I think you're just like pushing the snowball over the hill, and it's going to roll real fast now.
I think you're right. And again, I keep wanting to quote people, and I'm going to quote Franklin Roosevelt. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself, right? I mean, James, if you and I are out walking in the woods and you hear a rustling in the bushes, you know, then that tends to prompt fear because we don't know what it is. You know, it might be a bear, it might be a chipmunk. We just don't know. But you get fearful of the unknown.
Yeah.
And so that's why I publish these books, and I keep trying to tell everybody what's going on, because if you know what's going on, okay, if it is a bear, you know, and now you got a problem, but you're not all that fearful because you know you got a problem, and you go climb a tree or run away, you can take care of that problem. So the key thing to know is to know what the problem is and know where your adversaries are. Then you know how to handle yourself. And if you do that, then, you know, you might be concerned, but you don't have to live in fear.
Oh, I agree. And I always have guides watching over me. I have Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson. They always take care of me. And wherever I go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all for practicing unconditional lead, you know, if necessary.
God created all men equal, but Samuel Coate made them all equal.
But anyway, you know, it goes into everything. We have talked about gun control and things, you know, my concept of gun control is like, spread your legs a little bit, hold it with two hands, and squeeze very softly, you know.
My idea of gun control is a very tight shot pattern.
But anyway, you know, people go, oh, that's so unspiritual. I can't believe you're talking that way. But if you look about ancient history and what's happened when people gave up their guns, it would alarm you. You would just be blown away at the millions and millions and millions of people that have been genocided because they didn't have any way to protect themselves. And, you know, I wish we lived in a time where everybody could give these things up and we could all live happily ever after, and we had a government we could trust and things like that. I'm all for that, but we're just not there yet.
Right. I would like to point out, James, that even in the New Testament, you know, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, his followers went to him and said, Lord, you know, the Roman authorities are after us, you know, should we fight back? And what did he say? He said, go get a sword. If you don't have a sword, go buy a sword.
Exactly. I'll tell you a really short story. I'll try to make it really short, but this is going to be kind of wacko to some people. But when I first came here to the ranch, I had some real problems with one of my neighbors. And he was kind of an alcoholic, and he had a lot of guns. And he was always threatening me and trying to push the borders and things like that. And so, you know, I was sitting here all by myself thinking about it. I said, you know, if he came over here drunk, you know, with a shotgun or something, like, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, I'm here by myself. Nobody would know who did it or anything, you know, and the thought was going through my head, you know, and so I'm doing all these spiritual mantras and things, trying to clear my head and everything, and I'm meditating, and I go, I don't want to go there, you know, I don't want to buy bullets and things like that. And I had a gun that my father left me, you know, it was a shotgun, double barrel, 16 gauge, but so anyway, I kept going, I don't want to result of that, I don't want to do with that, you know, I had no bullets or anything for it, so it's basically useless. And so I kept meditating. I was struggling with this in my head, struggling with this over and over again. And all of a sudden, I'm meditating. I hear this voice in my head, buy the bullets. You know? And I'm going, you know, that can't be right. Who in the heck is talking here? You know, like, and I'm not going to tell you who told me that because it'll freak you out. But anyway, I kept hearing really clearly, buy the bullets, you know, like this. And so finally, I said, I'm going to go down and I'm going to buy the bullets. And so what I found out is when I bought the bullets and I was prepared, it created this psychic wall or release And I no longer had that problem, which wouldn't draw the experience, you know. So there's a lot to say about being prepared. And I love what this little lady said once. You know, they're talking about the changes, and she was a prepper, and she goes, you know, I have no problem, you know, sitting on a load of food with my, you know, with my Smith & Wesson, you know, writing out the changes. She goes, I'll be happy as a clam, you know. So, and she said, because I'm prepared, you know, and I can deal with whatever comes. But, you know, again, I think it is important that if you are going to store food or something like that, buy a lot of food. Try to feed whoever you can. Try to help whoever you can. And you may have some people that may come and want to take it and harm your family or anything else, so you might have to resort to dealing with things on a different level. But you have to realize, although you may be thinking about love and joy and peace and bliss, that may not be their truth, you know, and they might be coming at you with a different truth. And that happened in Orion, it happened in other systems as well, so we need to not recreate that experience.
Yeah, there, you know, too many people, I think, are looking to some higher power that's going to come and take care of them. You know, that higher power is there, but you have to set it in motion. You have to have the intention. You have to take the steps your own. It reminds me of the story of the fellow who every Sunday would go to church and get on his knees and pray, "Dear Lord, let me win the lottery." He did this every Sunday for a year, okay? And finally, he's on his knees on Sunday night. He says, "Dear Lord, let me win the lottery." And all of a sudden, the sky darkened and lightning flashed, and a big voice, kind of like you heard, comes out of the sky and says, "Buy a ticket."
All right. On that note, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. We've only got about 3 minutes left. So, again, keep up the great work, and we'll definitely what's your website? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Oh, surprisingly enough, it's jimmarsh.com.
All right.
JimMarsh.com.
All right, and he's got some amazing books and amazing information, so definitely go to that website and check it out. All right, we just got a few minutes left here. We've got our last guest coming on the air here. And we've got Steve Behrman, hope I'm saying that right, or infamously known as Swami Beyond Ananda. And he's going to be entertaining us tonight, and we'll... Well, he's got one mic. We're going to share it here. It's a unity consciousness. We're sharing this one mic. We're all one here. There you go.
I'll try to speak out of only one side of my mouth tonight. All right. I'll be speaking out of the Swami side of my mouth.
Nice.
Okay, so. And hopefully, the world is in serious condition, and yet, there's definitely something funny going on. So, that is a paradox that we're dealing with humor, which puts us above the line, lightens us up, brightens us up, allows us to metabolize more of the residue of having lived under the dominator for so many millennia, and help us see a different horizon.
Awesome. I know you use humor and laughter in your process of helping other people to awaken, and I love that too as well. I mean, here we have like bad pun day every day. And so there's just one pun flying after another, and they get so bad, they're just ridiculous and funny at the end. But I love the humor. And I know when you're laughing, especially if you're smiling, your crown is open and it opens you up to the higher dimensional energy. So that's part of your work.
Yes, you want everybody's clown chakra to be opened up.
All right.
Okay, the big red glow right over here, okay? So, namaste and namasko, okay?
All right. Etzaman. It's namaste backwards. So, anyway, thank you for coming on the show. We're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately. I wish we had more time. We're coming up to the end. But if you can still get out here, check it out. Come out to the ranch. We've got, you know, one more day, and then we got some beautiful workshops and amazing speakers here. A lot of upcoming events that are on the website that you can go to eastedi.org or go to private invitations at eastedi or private invitations eastedi.com to find out more about that. And all I can say is thanks for listening. Tune into the energies here at the Science Spirit World Transformation Conference. This is an acupuncture point here. It's a vortex. And so what's happening here is going to affect the entire planet. So It's very easy for you to just tune into the ranch if you want to feel that love and joy and bliss and this incredible unity consciousness that's building here. So that being said, we're out of time. Have a great evening and watch the skies, stay in the heart, and things are not going to be the same. Things are going to be changing very quickly, and I guarantee you next year it's not going to be the same planet it was a year ago. So anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Thanks, everybody.